Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week, as you know, we have guests on the show to help you as Avon business to take your Avon business to the next level. Sometimes we have Avon representatives just like yourself on the show. We have district managers. We have motivational speakers on this on the phone, as well as life coaches. Tonight, I am so happy to have Shirley, who's part of my downline, who is professionally, she's a professional trainer, and she has agreed to every week come on the show and talk to us about training. She's going to actually train us every last Monday of each month. So you're not going to want to miss these radio calls. So tell your downline, your friends, everybody you know in Avon to listen to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show every Monday, well, every Monday, but the last Monday of each month, we will have Shirley on, who is a trainer who will be training us and to help us with our Avon business. So with that being said, I'm the CEO. I don't recognize the number, so hopefully I'm going to plug her in. Shirley, is this you?
Hi, this is me. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing? This is who?
This is Shirley.
Oh, hi, good. How are you, Shirley? So I'm going to have to let you do solo because I have working done in my house. So,
okay.
So I'm going to let you take it away.
Okay, how long do I have? I just want to get a sense.
A half an hour.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, welcome everyone. I am so excited to be talking to you all today about how we can make the holidays work for us. This is called Gearing Up for the Holidays, Matching Your Goals to Your Stride. And I want you all to get fired up because I am. I've been looking at the what's new. I'm looking at the current brochure and all orders we're doing today for 21. But 22 is very exciting. We have some beautiful makeup palettes and all kinds of goodies for our customers and anyone that they would recommend to us. So I'm going to talk today about promoting your website, about talking to everyone about Avon, about identifying why you're in control and how you can make your goals happen this holiday season. So the first thing I want you to do is to begin at the end. And this is what we do in training all the time. We talk about where do I want to be as a result of listening to this training session. So I want you to think about when this holiday season is over, how much money will you have wanted to make? And I want you to think about if you had to set in motion the wheels to make that happen for each campaign, what amount of money would that mean in sales? So think about that as your first step, because if you want to make $500 to $1,500 by the end of this holiday season, you need to set some things in motion. So think about that, and then think about where do you start? I think you want to think about your current customer base. Your current customer base knows you well, and they trust you. They know that you know what you like from Avon, and you deliver every single time. So I want you to think about that as you go through your brochure, each time a new campaign starts, and what would be attractive to that customer base. For example, I have a customer who loves the eyeline glimmer sticks. She just loves all of them. So whenever they're on sale, I make sure to call her immediately and say, have you seen the price for these glimmer sticks? In fact, I ordered some extras last time. I'll be happy to hold them for you. So I always have a strategy for the customer, and I always target what they like. Now, once I know what they like, I throw in samples of things they might not know about or they might not have tried yet or have not given a lot of thought to. So if I have someone, for example, who buys Skin So Soft all the time, I may give them a sample of a fragrance because I know they enjoy feeling good and having a great sense of cleanliness. So in order to embellish that, I might offer them a fragrance that I recommend. For example, I recently recommended Forever, which was on sale, to a customer who buys Skin So Soft all the time. What I discovered is that in your on your website, and you should write this down, if you go to the tab that's labeled Campaign Tools, on the left side you then click on Product Reference Guide. And what you can do is find what the competitive fragrance is for someone who might be into pleasure, for example, or might be into white diamonds. So you can find what competitive fragrance may be available to them through Avon. I think that's a really cool thing that you can do. It also tells people that you know your product line and know what the competitive product line is also. I also want you to think about having pre-wrapped items for Christmas, for the holidays, or even baskets that you can throw together. For example, if someone likes Amari, because of the color that Amari is, it's that deep cranberry color, you might create a basket that with browns and beiges with a nice ribbon that would be very attractive to the eye, and it's a quick gift that they could purchase from you last minute or for a holiday celebration at the office, for a Secret Santa. You want to be prepared to be able to offer those kinds of things at a whim. I also want you to think about creating baskets for specific types of people. A young girl who loves makeup, a mature woman who likes skincare, a working man who would want skincare and perhaps a body spray. So you might want to have a few of those around because those make great gifts. I also recently gave my mother-in-law some of the new Skin So Soft that was aromatherapy and had an orangey color to it. And I also included in the basket a beautiful auburn-colored scarf that was on sale from one of the outlet brochures. So that made a beautiful basket. What I also want you to do is to always, always, always ask for referrals. I have a customer who is my helper. She collects orders, and I let her have a free gift every two campaigns. She's so eager to get the next gift, she's constantly replenishing orders. So she's lovely, and I really appreciate her, and I plan to make her rep soon. Next, I want you to sell the promotions. You know, I love Skinvincible, the True Color makeup line, and in Campaign 22, we're going to have some makeup palettes that are coming in and some beautiful fall fashions. So think about what's in the what's new and really focus on selling those items. Those are going to be very special, especially during the holidays, because so many of them are already wrapped and in boxes. So talk it up with your customers, friends, and family. You also should wear jewelry, use the hair color, I do, and use the fragrance. I can't tell you how many times someone has said to me, I love that necklace, or your earrings are gorgeous, or that's a beautiful bag. And that becomes my conversation starter. I always get compliments for the jewelry. I always get compliments for the scarves that I wear that are from Avon. One day I wore the set of three, one the tiger print, and there was that deep, beautiful green, and the red one, I wore them 3 days in a row. And by the fourth day, I had two orders for not only scarves but other things as well. So make sure you're wearing your things. You're a great promotion for your own product. And it does start conversation. It's very, very helpful. And, you know, you get to enjoy the idea, the notion of selling. It's not as hard as you think. Finally, my husband always says to me, listen to me, and I want you to listen to me. What got me really excited about being involved with Avon was when I looked at what they gave us for our website. The website most recently has changed and has been given a beautiful overall look and feel. You must keep it updated. You must go in there and write a blog. Write about your own experience with the product. Recommend what you're using. This really got me excited because at the end of the day, what your website is your 24/7 Avon store. The first month I was a rep, I announced my grand opening to everyone in Facebook that was a relative or a friend. I got two orders from Florida, and I got an order from New Jersey. It was amazing to me that it happened so quickly. So make sure you're going in there. I'm going to dedicate a show specifically to how to use technology, how to not be afraid of technology, because Avon has really done a great job of keeping that part of the business up to date, timely, and attractive to anyone who takes a look at it. I recently got an order from someone who, I guess, Googled Avon and my location and found my name and ordered. So it's really easy. I mean, the brochure is there, the sale items are there. You can specifically go to skincare or fragrance or makeup, and you could go and purchase and have it delivered to your door if you order $30 or more. So that's a wonderful way to get sales. So make sure you're using your back office. You also may get orders back there. You may get emails. You could also send emails. Everyone you know who's a customer, you should have their email address so you can add them to your address book and send them thank yous whenever they order. Also, so that if you'd like and if they agree, Avon can automatically send them promotional campaign information. But you do have to check it every day, at least once, to see if anyone is asking or placing an order and you want to send a thank you immediately. My sister from New Jersey was on my website, and I knew I was going to see her in a short time, within a couple of days. So she placed an order, and I was able to order it for her and have it here when she came to visit. I also had a bunch of other things available, so she purchased additional things as well. So I'm going to recommend that when things are on sale, buy a few extras. When, for example, deodorant goes on sale, that's a great item to have on hand. Buy some extras. When shampoo goes on sale, I love the shampoo, by the way. I highly recommend it. When hair color goes on sale, buy some extra. I also had a customer who was in love with our nail colors. So every time she ordered something, I ordered an extra. And the recent $10 for 5 sale, I think it was, I've already sold the ones that I purchased. So if you see the sale and you know that there are customers who like that particular type of item, I would certainly get those on hand if you can. And during the holidays, you know that people are running around. It's hard if you're working and you have a busy lifestyle to get to shop and pick and choose the perfect gift for everyone on your list. So become your customer's personal shopper. Think about them as you order and look at the sale item and order extra. Another tip I want to relay is to sell to your men. Please don't forget to sell to our men. I think a great opener for a conversation about that could be the Skinvincible line, because the skin care is important to men as well as women. My husband loves Derek Jeter's Driven. Unplugged is a great item for anyone who's into music. You know, it's Bon Jovi's line. So it's a great gift for anyone who's loves music. And recently there was a free bag with a shaving bag with the purchase of the cologne. So I was able to get that for someone. And when there's a sale for deodorant sprays, my son loves those, or body sprays, I order extra so I can have some on hand for a holiday gift stocking stuffer. My nephews love Chris Paul, so I got them there for that fragrance, and they'll get that at Christmas too. When there's a sale on supporting fragrance items like skin softeners, I personally like Haig Q and Imari Blossom. So when the skin softeners, the shower gels, the body lotions come on sale, I definitely get those, and I have some customers who love that fragrance. aftershave, conditioner, hair and body wash. These are great values for men and for women. And, of course, the talc, which is great no matter, you know, who it is. These are also great stocking stuffers and great items for gifts. So you can sell those as last-minute items to your customers now and buy them now when they're on sale. An honorable mention from Marcolog. Marcolog is a really cool line for young ladies as well as for the rest of us. I think their bags are amazing. I love the jewelry. Not all of it because it's a little bit, you know, out there, but there's some jewelry that's really edgy and really neat and, you know, timely. So if you're trying to update your own look, you might want to take a look at Marcolog and talk to your customers about that too. What's hot on the fashion in the fashion world? My son's girlfriend is in the fashion industry, and I've given her things, and she's loved using them. So she's now a customer. I discovered Cheek Color by someone who ordered a nude color, the little roll-on color, and I looked at it and thought, ooh, this is really a great color. And then I found a pink color that I love. It's small enough to carry in my daily makeup bag, so I certainly encourage you to take a look at that. Don't forget to sell a full look for the holidays. Blush is important. Nails are important. And Marcolog has great edgy makeup, jewelry, as well as fashions. My husband's name is Mark, and he loves to see the bags or any of the items that come in with his name on them. So I definitely encourage you to take a look and talk to your younger customers about what's in there. So when you get your what's new, every time you get your orders in, go through it in its entirety. Know what's coming up in the next campaign. Know what your customers like, and use your website and back office to send off custom emails to your customers about what's new in the new campaign. And don't forget, please, please, don't forget to send a thank you with every order. And finally, I know I'm running out of time and I want to be able to answer any questions, but let me take a minute to say how much I love doing Avon. Knowing that I have something that works, that's been proven, that's been around for a long time, and that I sell products that make people feel good, feel young and beautiful. Let me also say that I appreciate Pat and everyone who has given me such great support. I can't tell you how busy I am. Right now, the day before the Affordable Care Act goes into effect, I am so busy. I'm in New York City at a training, developing training with my two staff members who went to training last week. I'm running out the door at 6, getting home at 7. It's incredibly busy, but we also have to pay attention to what is important to us. And I want to leave with one thing. I love books and I love quotes. And here's one I'd love to leave you with tonight. When you're feeling tired, dare to keep going. When times are tough, dare to be tougher. When you cross paths with someone, dare to make them smile. When you feel great, dare to help someone else feel great too. When the day is over, dare to feel as you've done your very best. Dare to be the best you can at all times, dare to be. And that's by Steve Maraboli from Life, the Truth, and Being Free. Pat?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
It was actually excellent. Very, very good ideas.
Thank you.
I like the fact that what you said. I love the fact that you said doing the grand opening on Facebook, because I always tell people to send an email blast in their email, because, you know, in your Avon.com, when you download
right.
all your customers in your email, you can send them a grand opening to your website. But I never thought to tell a new recruit to put it on Facebook.
Absolutely. I always have a special page off my Facebook page which is dedicated, I call it, I don't know, Solano's Beauty Tips or something like that. And I do make, you know, updates on that, but I also do it on my personal page because I think that the people who know you and love you and are your friends, they want to know what you're doing. And, you know, to tell them that you're doing something that you believe in is going to make a difference. And I think that will help you spread the word, expand your business beyond just the local area. So it's important.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I want to take a little step further. You know, your customers also like to know when you're doing very well. So if you win a prize or an award or even a small trophy, if you put that in your Facebook page and say, you know, guess what, gang, because of you, I've earned this, I've earned this trophy.
Exactly.
They like that. They like to see that.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things about newsletters or things that we publish, when people see their name, you know, maybe you want to say a special thank you to someone who's your helper or has given you a big order. You could say that, and people love to see their name printed somewhere. So, you know, they will certainly read it and tell people about it. And, you know, putting the product line in, reminding people that you're a personal shopper, the holidays are coming, if you're busy, I'm here. All of that is extremely helpful.
It absolutely is. One of the things you said about your helpers, you give them a free gift every two campaigns or every campaign?
No, every other campaign. I want to be smart about it so it's not, you know, something that's going to overburden me, myself. But what it does is it also gives her an incentive that she gets orders from me every campaign. And she what it is, it's someone at work who, you know, we can't be very blatant about selling anything, but we do it in a subtle way. And so I got my helper out there talking to her circle of friends and her circle of workers, and I talk to mine. So it spreads the word in a subtle way. Nobody gets in trouble for, you know, outdoing or taking time away from their work. And she does it very well, and she's very discreet. And, you know, because of all of that, I have to reward her. So, well, you know, the next thing is I'm going to make her a rep. So we're working on that.
So you give her the gift in addition to a discount or
I give her, she has, she loves two or three things. And when she needs it replenished, I'm pretty aware about the time that she would need it, and I just surprise her. It's not something that I wrote down or I have a card for or anything like that. But I'll go, you know, your Amari's probably getting low. Here's one as a thank you for doing,
that's,
you know,
right,
what you've done for me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
so it's informal.
Nice.
It's informal, but she loves it.
Wow, that's terrific. And you know what? They become more of adults. Maybe, I don't know. I'm sure you've done this, but you know, even with your helpers, every now and then, you know, you tell your helpers they're doing a great job, and every so often you offer the opportunity for them to become an Avon rep, because the worst thing is them for them to become trained and then somebody else grab them as their rep.
Right. So I do have to keep that in mind, and I do talk to her, and we have a meeting, actually, a lunch when I get back from the city where I'm taking some training. We're going to have lunch, and we're going to talk about it, but we're going to do it away from the office, you know, where it's more amenable to both of us. So, you know, we have a good relationship. I have someone else in the office in another department who does the same thing for me. She's not as interested right now. She's a young mom, and she's very busy, but this particular person is, you know, very, very good at what she does for me, and I want her to enjoy the benefits like I do.
Very, very good. So with this, we have a few more minutes. One of the things I want to talk about again, I want to reiterate what you said about your customers. They're really valuing their customers, and you said you give them a little thank you. You put a little thank you note in their bag. Which is a personalized,
yes.
Because that's just all I do. So a little gift bag, a little gift in there. It is great because people do like to have a little note. That's a perfect. Now, when you say note, you go on the dollar store and buy cards, you type up on the computer. What do you mean by note?
Exactly. It's a simple thing. I do a handwritten because I think it's more personal. and include, and I may even mention the samples that I've included and why I've included them. I know you'll love, you know, this or that, the new makeup or, you know, whatever it is that I'm giving them as a sample, and I truly appreciate your business. Thank you so much. And I do that every single time. Every single time. I do not... I know how much I enjoy getting a thank you when I'm at a store or whatever. And also when someone trusts you enough to buy an item based on a recommendation, I recommend everything that people buy from me. So they're trusting my judgment, and I love that they trust me. So I definitely say that.
And you know what's good about you're one of those people when someone approaches, like myself, when I'm out prospecting and I come up and I run into one of your customers, they're the ones who will quickly tell me, "I'm sorry, but I already have my Avon rep."
Your
Avon customers will be loyal to you as a result of all the things that you do for them.
You definitely want to set up that kind of a strong connection. You know, it's a trust issue. It's an issue of being prompt and delivering on time. Delivering, you know, when you keeping your word. I mean, that's just so important. I'll have it on Friday. Make sure that you do that. Everything that you do is a service and a benefit that they're getting because of Avon's brand and because of their trust in you. So it's definitely a relationship that you have to maintain, and you have to keep your word, and you have to appreciate. And, you know, when you call them back and say, "I know you're probably getting low on whatever," you know, always know what's available that's on sale that they would love. Think about the time of year that you're talking about and all of the things about them, their personal needs and things like that. Make notes, keep it on record, and make sure that when you speak to them as an individual, you know, not as a car salesman would to the next person online. You don't want them to feel like you're who's next, you know, online to buy something that has no value. You know the value of your product, and you know how long it's been in business and the company that you're dealing with. So talk it up. Let them know. You trust it, and they're getting a recommendation from you.
Very good. So we have like 3 minutes left. Can you give those who are listening some parting words of advice?
Sure. I think this is the greatest time to be involved with Avon. I think everybody knows that this is the big sales period. Tomorrow begins October, then November, and then December, and the year's over. Know what you want out of the next 3 months and the next six campaigns. Know what you're expected to make as far as sales and what your percentage is on those sales so that you can make your goal for yourself this year. You are the deciding factor. In all of this, it's all about you. Tell everyone you know, promote, get on social networking, update your website. You are in control. You make it happen. You can do it. Avon is the best business to be in right now. It makes people happy. It makes them feel good. It's products, by the way, that they would be buying anyway. You buy this stuff anyway. You need deodorant. You need hair color. You need shampoo. You need fragrance. You need a necklace once in a while. You need some jewelry. It's what you buy anyway. Why should they not buy it from you?
Excellent point. And also, why aren't you shopping at Avon store?
Exactly. You need it too. So shop at Avon. And let me tell you, I get a lot of compliments on everything. So it's definitely going to step up your sales. So make sure you do that. You are your store too. So make sure you're modeling it.
and but there has to be a balance. You can't be your own best customer.
Right. We have to sell forward and let people know what we're all about. I love it. I think it's the best thing to do for what I always call my plan B. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited too. I'm glad to have you on the team. And with that, I just want to remind everyone that you can share this call, this radio program, with people in your downline or upline by going back to the website, and they will see your name, Shirley, and they can just click on it and re-listen to this broadcast. And I just want to remind, starting in October, there will be a listing. Hopefully everybody responds. There will be a listing of all the upcoming speakers, and just know that the last Monday of each month will be training. If you have not done so already, make sure you register for it's not Come Home for the Holidays, but the Christmas showing for Avon within your district. So with that, everyone, I wish you a good night, and make it happen in your Avon district. Thank you again, Shirley.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.